Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Good time of year this for beer drinkers. Now that the holidays per se are behind us, this is a good time to double back, and you probably get some pretty good values on
some of
the seasonal ales that came out for the holidays. And you went back and surveyed a few that you thought were particularly noteworthy.
Yeah, I found some that I really liked. Let's start off with a true classic. That's Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale. And they're calling this a fresh hop IPA, only 6.5% ABV. I would call it kind of an IPA on steroids a little bit. It really brings it in terms of the hops.
Well, fresh hop is you don't see a lot of people doing that, and this is actually the first time I've seen one of these for the holidays. Fresh hop basically are hops that are harvested, and while they're still green and wet, then they get put right into service.
Wow.
So what ends up happening is that you get, there's definitely a resiny characteristic that's going to be much more pronounced, and almost a green vegetal characteristic that's going to be much more pronounced than it would be in after the hops have been classically dried and pressed.
Yeah, it was like that. Very present on the nose, very present on the palate. A fairly straightforward malt base for this. And it shows off the hops beautifully. So I thought that was a nice wine.
Well, fresh hops
nice
is an interesting
beer,
concept.
Excuse me.
Yes, that's true.
here's a true Christmas ale, and I just fell in love with this. St. Bernardus Christmas Ale. Very reminiscent hue of a porter style. Brown, not terribly heavy, and just loaded with all sorts of spice things going on.
Yeah, well, this is one of the classics. It's a 10% or so. It's definitely got some good bottom to it. And you're right. You're going to get this, because it's a porter, you're going to get those sort of subtle chocolate and coffee flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you overlay what happens with the spicy yeast that they use, you're going to get something which has got a tremendous amount of complexity. You might, if you look closely, even see a hint of fruitcake.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would serve this with fruitcake. It would be really, really good. No problem. Here's one from a Belgian brewery, Brasserie de Ciel. It's called the Solstice d'Hiver, Winter Solstice, $6 for a single bottle. This is a barley wine ale. Now, what is a barley wine?
Barley wine is a style of beer that the English invented a long time ago. So it was supposed to be you made a beer approaching the alcohol equivalence of a wine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really richly, densely malt flavored.
Yep.
And this probably was.
Yeah, dark brown ale with a toasted malt nose, a bit of sweet toffee, and you really taste the strength of this 10.2 alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of black coffee notes, a blackstrap molasses thing going on. Kind of thick, you know.
Chewy.
But it was very, very effervescent at the end. So
interesting.
It really, really lifted it up and made a really delicious bottle. Now, I think this is my favorite, the brewery from California. They had several holiday beers. This is called Nine Ladies Dancing. Where'd they get that title? This is just a big old beer with lots of flavor, body, and power. The aroma reminded me of Boston Brown Bread.
Boston.
Yeah, that stuff
bread.
That comes in a can. That's exactly what it smelled like. Throw in a little bit of chocolate toffee. The flavors are rich, complex, and something of a special treat. The malt flavors are very, very powerful, but very, very pleasant. And I would not hesitate to serve this as a dessert beer. It was just awfully, awfully nice. So we'll put these on the website. You can go try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.